It was a 100th birthday party, but not for a person, for a school, the school where I teach, McKinley School in San Francisco's Castro neighborhood. McKinley is actually older than the building it occupies. The original wooden building survived earthquakes, fires, and two world wars, but not 1970s modernism. The name's the same, though a school is more than a collection of classrooms, and we were celebrating 100 years to the day since, on this very spot, it became a place where teachers taught and kids learned. 100 years of class pictures had been put up. Everybody laughed at the yellowing photos, McKinley in the 20s, stern teachers with hair in no-nonsense buns, and children in formal sailor suits. The years of class portraits told stories of a century of San Francisco families, shabby faces of the Depression, cheerful Leave It to Beaver 50s. Hippies moved in the 60s, and black and white portraits gave way to color. Long-haired kids with new different names, Jimmy and Betty, became Star Child and Moonbeam. And current class photos show the latest Castro families, kids with two moms or dads. As I looked at the crowd, I spotted a student from my first third grade. She had been so painfully shy, I told her she could help me on parent night. She was thrilled to clean the chalkboard and stack papers. She helped me the following parent night when she was in fourth grade and again in fifth. And during her middle and high school years, she returned to help me every parent night until she graduated. Now her children go to McKinley School. And I realized a school is more than a building. It's a tiny world reflecting the times and all the promise of the children of the community it serves. I was amazed to see so many third graders I'd taught over the years, now adults, back to celebrate 100 years to see their little school again. And it dawned on me that you never really leave a place you love. You take some of it with you. You even leave a little bit of yourself behind. In June, a month for graduation, I'm very proud I'm a teacher. I don't make much money, but I'm part of the future, and even part of the past, with a perspective on Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.